So those are dualists, right? So we've looked at kind of a spiritual reality. Then we've looked at spiritual plus material, right? With idealism and stoicism. And now what he does is he moves to just physical reality, right? So we have spiritual, right? We have dual. So the spiritual reality is monism. Dualism is two, both spiritual and physical. And then that really leaves the other side, which is only physical, right? And he calls this materialistic atomism. And so this is a third kind of worldview. He says, notice the connection between these various characteristics because it kind of makes them easy. And so he goes over this again, right? One is monism, one is that's one kind of reality. Dualism is two kinds of reality. And then this third one, as we said, is says that there is an infinite number of bits of reality, but that we're all made of matter. So it's just physical reality, but it continues to go on and on and on, smaller and smaller and smaller. Reality is made up of physical stuff, and that physical stuff, he says, is broken down into smaller and smaller bits of matter. So he calls this materialistic atomism.
So this view that comes closest to the common outlook of our current culture today, and it's also interesting seeing what's being written here is also in our present, having this lecture series being given in the book. So probably not to the more fuller extent, the more mature that's time-wise, not elocution of ideas, but we see it as prevailing in the views of sciences and universities, and it's what most people take for granted. Well, I touch a thing, therefore I know it exists because I'm interacting with it. I feel the bruntness of the wall or the car or the ball coming at me, and so. At the very least, it would be hard for me to accept kind of that monist view that all things are not really real. I kind of have to think about that more. But if I'm just sitting on my couch watching TV, that's all that I care about life, then this atomism is very easy for me to grasp and to kind of fluff away anything else that might be there as far as. What people again have this even though it's may not be fully actual realized in their frontal cortex is something that they go it's not good for me to have bullets coming at me because that's the end of all things. And so it's really easy to kind of grasp this part on a visceral level. Unlike dualism, materialist atomism says that ultimately there are no ideals, no mind. There is a brain tissue, and there is no mind. So we tend to almost shy away from this at times, and it's something that the Christian wants to push. Okay, well, you're just a brain in a vat, and your crane controlling the body, not from the stomach that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did, but you're in the head, and you're kind of just controlling things as in inside out type deal. There are no immaterial laws or things similar to them, so. Things like the laws of logic are just the kind of structure that we tell ourselves in a society, and so they don't actually exist out there, or they're not held in another mind that they're just
They're just basically how the brain works,
yeah, they're
kind of.
just context, yeah.
So this is atomistic, materialistic atomism. Now he goes from here and he moves to what he calls determinism. And determinism, he says, is a form of materialistic atomism where there is, and here's the key to determinism, no freedom in this world, right? So all these atoms are just a conglomerate of little tiny things that are moving all around, and they are, random, maybe they're organized in a law-like fashion, but whatever they, however they operate, there is no freedom. So we have to do whatever the atoms are leading us to do, right? Everything is determined in advance, he tells us. Determinist holds that everything, every event that takes place is theoretically predictable if you know all of the antecedent causes for it, right? So if you know the causes, then you can tell, what's going to happen. So this is determinism. And he says this is a form of materialistic atomism.
Right.